Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honors to God, who's the head of my life. Thank you for tuning in to All Gospel Connection. It is Wednesday, Thursday. I'm super excited for the woman of God that will be coming on shortly. Get your pen and paper together because she have a word from the Lord just for you on today. Remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak all you need prayer. Just want to give a shout out to all the countries listening in, the United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, excuse me, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, United Kingdom, Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Italy, Romania, Thailand, and Hungary. Thank you guys for tuning in because we know, in Pakistan, I'm sorry, we know on this side of the globe that you can't openly praise God like we can. But catch this, we are praying and interceding for you. You're not in this by yourself. Again, you're not in this by yourself. That's the first thing the enemy wants you to think is that you're alone. No, you have family on this side of the globe that's praying, that's going through with you. You're not alone. Remember, you must keep your helmet of salvation on at all times because that's the first thing the enemy goes for. But see, now you have people that's praying and interceding and covering you over here. Think about it, everybody. We can go out and get out our car and start shouting and thanking God for giving us another day. Some of these countries, these people get killed in just for doing that. Don't discredit other countries. Keep saying on the word of God. Keep pushing. Even when you don't feel like keep pushing, keep pushing because the reward is unbelievable. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 if you want to speak. All you have prayer. That's the only way I know you want to come on. But you're definitely free to listen in. That's not a problem. Remember, get your pen, your paper, and get ready to hear a word from the Lord on today from the woman of God. Father God, come on and have your way. Bless her, the woman of God, and more of you. Let her decrease and increase in her. Let her deliver the word just the way you want her to on today. Bless her tremendously, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Use your daughter in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm super excited. She'll be on shortly. I'm going to go to a musical break, and when I come back, I will be bringing the woman of God on. Remember, share. Tell the woman of God, just listen in, because we will bless her on today. The number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. Good morning. I'm grateful. Oh, I'm super excited. Get your pen, your paper, your Bible. Tighten up your seatbelt because the prophet Gary has a word from the Lord just for you. Good morning, honey bun. How are you?
Good morning. I am so blessed to be here. Thank you for having me.
Amen. Blessings. Amen. All praises belong to the Lord.
Yes, it is. Blessings to be here in the land of the living.
Amen. Amen. Look, the floor is yours. I have my pen and paper right here. I'm ready to eat. I'm going on mute. Let the Lord use you like I know he's going to.
Thank you. Good morning, beautiful people. Good morning for everywhere you at. Oh, before I start prayer, if you woke up this morning and you got air in your lungs, say, thank you, God. Thank you for giving me another chance at this life. Thank you for putting air into my bodies and movements of my limbs because you have another day that you're able to get it right again. So, Father God, we thank you on this morning. We thank you for allowing us a chance to come again to praise your name, to worship your name, Father God. We thank you for just looking over us, Father God. We thank you for guiding us. We thank you for keeping us, Father God. We thank you for keeping our families, God. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us covered under your blood, Father God. We just thank you, Father God. There's no other things just to say. Thank you for giving us another chance at this life. Thank you for movements of our limb. Thank you for allowing us this chance to get it right again, Father God. So we just ask you on this day, God, that you move like never before for your people, Father God. You move like never before, Father God, that you will block anything and everything that is not of you, Father God, so that your people will be able to get to the places that they need, to get to the destination that they were destined to get to. And Father God, we just thank you for allowing this day that you have made, and let us rejoice and be glad and great in it. I am so blessed, so blessed, so blessed, so blessed, so blessed. When I say I made it, oh God, I gotta say it. I love to say it. I said I made it, God. I made it. Thank you for allowing me to make it today. When I talk about intercessor warriors, yes, we are needed. We are needed. You are needed. We are needed in the land like never before. And I'm going to give you some scriptures for that before we get started because I just want y'all to be on board. Don't be discouraged in all that you're doing. Intercession warriors, you have to stand on your post. You are needed like never before. And I'm coming out of the Message Bible, and I'm going to come out the NIV as well. The Message verse, it says, and it's also, give me 1 second, I want to give y'all the scriptures to everything, okay? Lord, give it to me. And this is, give me 1 second. Before I go to there, let me give you, before we go there, let me give you NIV. Let me give you Isaiah 41. This is what God wants me to get you first. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. all who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. See, we in times, I'm going to go to the next one in a minute, but we in times that you have to stand on your post. Know that things going to come your way. Know that there's going to be things that you like, God, what is this? What is this going on? This is just so much going on, which will try to get you off your path, which will try to distract you, which will try to just disrupt what God has placed you to do, is to go into prayer and to intercede for those that can't intercede for themselves. So the enemy is, you know, try to do everything to get the ones, the strong warriors, off the path, because he knows once the warriors come together, his king, that thing that he called a king, well, it's not a kingdom, I'm going to say it's a dumb, will come down because he has no ground to move. So you have to stand on your post. But right here, when you feel a little bit of worry, when you feel a little bit of shaking coming on, remember Isaiah 41. Always put that in your spirit. When something try to come against you, when you are in alignment with the Father and you need to get on that post and start praying for people, remember this, remember God's word says, so do not fear. I'm going to say it again. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you. He will what? Help you. He will help you along the way. Do not be dismayed, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And who raised against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be nothing and perish. Oh, God. Listen, God is so wonderful. I am so blessed to know that he is there for us when we feel like something is trying to trouble our spirits, when we can go to him and say, Father, I need you. I need you to strengthen me. I need you to guide me. I need you to pull me. I need you to walk with me, Father. See, these are the times that we have to get bold. See, the enemy can't do what we do. When once we start speaking and getting to the in the word that God gave us, because see, the word is our armor. See, when you have the word on you, wherever you come forth, the enemy starts shivering. See, where you come with the word and you stand bold on what God tell you to stand bold on, and the prayers that come out your mouth that reaches the Father, the enemy can't say no word that the word is foundation and is solid. See, that's why he gets upset. So don't allow the fear or anything that will try to stop you from going forward to start interceding across all nations. See, we have to get online because now it's time that ever before. There's a lot of things that's going on. There's a lot of things that's trying to come against us, come against the nations. We have to remember that God is in the midst of it all. Thank you, Father. God is in the midst of it all. We just need to know that, hey, let's stay holding on. Stay holding on. Stay holding on to his unchanging hands. I say you have to be like that lady that had the blood issues. And I know y'all know. And she, and you know, the only thing she remembers is to grab the bottom of Jesus' hem. So she knows that she will be made whole. Remember to just to grab, if you just can grab the bottom of Jesus' hem, just know he's still there with you. I am encouraging you today. There's a lot of things that's going on. There's a lot of things that's coming to place. But we have to understand. We need to just be with God. Say, God, I'm here. Show me how to be a better version of me. Show me how to stand the way I need to stand. If you are battling things, it's okay. Because as being an intercessor and a warrior, it's not easy. It's not. And I tell people, yeah, don't sign up for something that God didn't call you to sign up for, Lord. You know, I have to speak about that. You know, I'm very transparent and real. There are times that you have to know which assignment is yours. And for my intercessor warriors, God knew you was able and capable of standing on this post. He won't give you this if he knew that you was not meant for this. Put on them combo backs, and boy, I'm talking about them combo spiritual war boots. and start knowing that God has your back when we go down. It's not you, it's all of us. When we are in the midst of prayer, when we're standing strong, when we need to stand on the enemy's neck, it's time to take back what the enemy has stolen. It's time to go out here and win the souls that need to be saved. It's time to go out here to start praying things down. Do you hear what I'm saying? I know as many times that things will come up against you. See, things going to come left and right. I don't know who I'm speaking to today. Things going to come left and right because you have been called out. Thank you, Father. See, when you are called out for something like this, a special assignment, there's going to come things. Things going to come your way. Distractions going to come in place. People want to come in your ear. Things want to come over here. You're going to be like, God, what is going on? Because the enemy don't want you to stand on your post. The enemy don't want you to get back where you need to get back on to stand still and know that God is God. You see, the enemy knows once you stand and know who you are, especially as an intercessor warrior, the enemy going to try all that he can to move you and try to shake you and try to make you go a certain way. But see, when you get those words and those scriptures in your body and in your spirit, not just your spiritual man, but as well as your physical man. See, we need to also feed both, because both is one. Let me speak to y'all. We can't move if we drain. We can't move if we don't allow the Father to refill us. So it's going to be okay. When stuff come our way, it's okay to say, okay, Father, what do you need me to do? It's okay to have, a time like, okay, here I am, God. I'm going to sit down and let you refill me so I can get back out in the war camp. Thank you, God. Because, see, that war camp ain't easy. Lord Jesus, and I'm laughing because I understand. It's not. You see, times like this, and, I spoke about this before, is that it's so imperative to understand that God always come when we need him, and he always stand aside with us. We are just not warring with just us. It's God, too, with the ain't on the side of us. We are warring all together. Just know it's just not you alone. Know that things and people are going to have to be separated from you. So you have to allow, oh, God, I don't know why I'm going this way, but you have to allow the separation in order for God to strengthen you, in order for God to keep pushing you to your greater height, in order for God to keep pushing you to your greatness. See, there's times that we have to walk alone, because as being an intercessor warrior, there comes prices. There comes sacrifice. Like God, Jesus had to sacrifice his life. We have to sacrifice things, and things that may not feel good, in order for us to get to where we need to be with the Father. See, it's just not you, but it's those that's around you that's connected to your purpose and your calling. So sometimes you have to go through a season of loneliness. You got to go through a season of being quiet and allowing the Father to restore you, renew you, change you, regroup you. Can I say it again? And it's all with the reeds, okay? Because we are in times that God has to make sure that we are good. We have to sit down and allow God, okay, God, feed my spirit, feed my soul. Show me what is inside me that I need to go and fix. Because every day we got to stand out on the war camp, and enemy going to try to come with anything that's inside of us we haven't dealt with. So we have to take time and let God go ahead and massage this heart. Let God fix what he needs to fix within inside us. Because I won't be no good if I'm out here and I know that I should have sat down. Excuse me, guys. I know I should have sat down and allowed the Father to fully do what he needs to do for me so that the enemy won't try to get to what I didn't fix. Can I say it again? See, we have to understand that there's areas that we also need to fix in our lives. That don't stop us from doing, but see, it needs to let God heal that part so we can get back out there and do what he needs to do for us. And so we can get back on that front line and start praying and start warring again and start praying for those that can't pray for themselves and start asking God to do what he needs to do for his people as well as us. Time is no time to be playing. We got to make sure everything is in alignment. We got to make sure what we walk in and we talk in, everything matches. okay? Because I'm not, I can't be out here mismatching. I can't be out here mismatching, okay? I don't know who I'm talking to today. I got to make sure that everything matches the same. My insides match my outside, okay? Because I want to make sure that I walk in the way the Father wants me to walk, but I want to make sure also my inside walking the same walk that my outside is walking. Because we have times that we have to make sure what we walk in, what we, how we talk in, it matches the same. Because anything that is off, the enemy can pick up. And I'm telling you, it's important to make sure that you let God fix it. That don't mean that you are not that intercessor warrior. That means God just wants to fix the areas so that you can get strengthened to keep doing what you can keep doing with him. I have to go this way because God has let me go this way. Many people want this. They want the title of being an intercessor warrior. People want these titles, but don't understand what comes with these titles. Can I be honest? They don't know what these titles come with. These titles come with a lot of sacrifice and a lot of spirits. Do you hear me? A lot of sleepless nights sometimes. You know, there's things that you got to go in warfare, just not for you, but also that if you have family or a husband or a wife, that you have to go into prayer. Because not only that, because the enemy can't get to you, what he'll try to get to that's around you. So you got to make sure that you're praying. I mean, praying. So that means you got to make sure what's in you has to be good. That means you got to make sure your spiritual man is getting fed for the Father every day. You're in front of God every time you get up. I'm telling you, before I got on here, I said, let me get before the Father. Jesus, let me get before him. And I'm just telling you, I thank God for doing this, and I'm able to because I'm in the land of the living again. They say, whatever is in me, God, whatever is in me, fix it. Whatever I did, if I'm doing anything, God, please forgive me. Show me my heart. Fix my heart, God. Keep massaging it. Keep working on me because it's a process. Can we be real and transparent? It's a process. It's a process with me. I don't know about anybody else, but it's a process. Allow the process. That does not mean that it's not true. You're not the intercessor warrior. That means God just want to keep fixing you, keep shaping you, keep molding you so you can get to the next level into where you are at. In order to get to the next level, there comes spiritual maturity. That means, you know, you allow it to Father to say, hey, Father, here I am. I'm ready for you to see what else I need to do so I can get to that next level. Is there any show me? Because we need to make sure that we are able to get out here. I'm telling you, I had talked about this before. When you want some people to be on the war. People, listen, let me go back. People always want to be up in the war, right? Want to be on the front line. Be careful, because I'm telling you, those that are like, I'm ready, God, I'm ready. This is why God gave you this intercessory war. Let me, being a warrior, follow along with me. So many people want to be on the war. I'm telling you, just let's imagine we on the war field. And those that wanted these titles, right, the ones that they place on themselves, not the ones that God gave, you know, the real people, the ones that they place on themselves. So imagine us on the spiritual war field and something coming. I promise you, the ones that gave their own self a title, they're going to be running to the back. And the ones that's meant to have that title is going to be staring warring. You don't want somebody that with you that don't even have, you know, didn't need the title and sitting there scared and running back and you up there by yourself. See, this is the times that I said people got to be careful to know that you know, because it's not a game. It is not a game. It's a privilege. It's an honor. And I thank God. Thank God for giving you this gift. Thank God for allowing you to have this. Many people cannot walk in this. Many people cannot even deal with what comes with this. God knew that you was able and capable of doing this. Allow him to keep shaping you. Allow him to keep molding you. Allow him to keep pulling you through. Yes, you're going to have some times where you're like, Father, oh, my God, it's just a lot on me. But let me tell you something. That's when you cast your cares on him. See, there's going to be time that's when you got to listen to God when he say rest. Many a times we keep running and running. It's okay, but God gives us resting periods, okay, and resting seasons. Let me say it again. God gives us resting periods and rest yours. When you have one, know that you are in that resting moment. It's okay to rest, because you will not be no good if you are down. You are, you know, can't do anything. You can't go into war if you have nothing to war with. Oh, God. Remember to have the word with you, but also remember to lay in God's unchanging hands, lay in him. Allow him to restore you, renew you. Allow a season, thank you, Father. Allow a season of quietness so he can restore what you done put out to put back inside you. And it's okay for that time. Look, y'all, I am just so thankful that I was able to understand the resting time. Because I was one out there always trying to, like, oh, God, let me go on out here. Let me get here. Let me get here. Okay, God, I got it. I got it. Until one day I was so drained. I was no good spiritually, and I was no good physically, and not even for myself. And that's not a good feeling to be in. It's important to make sure you know when is your resting moment. It's okay. You want to take care of things and do things, but God also rests. So why he won't give his children rest? Allow that resting time. Allow that resting moment. Allow time to do the separation that you need. Allow things to change when it needs to change, so that way you can get back out there and do what God wants you to do. I just encourage you, my intercession warriors on today, I'm encouraging you to keep standing still. Know God is still with you. Know God did not give up on you. Know that you is going to get through this. I love this. Allow your faith to fight your fears. Stand 10 toes down on what God promises is and to what he calls you to be. And anyone that's out there that is going through, know God is going to see you through it. Know that God never gave up on you, so don't give up on him. Oh, God. I have to go here. Many times we feel like, oh, God is not there. No, he always been there. He was just waiting on us. I'm ready. Here I am. I've been knocking at your door. When will you allow me to come in? When you allow me to have full access and not partial? When will you allow me to drive your spiritual car and not you? I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. Understand when to let go and let God. When to give your family members over. When to give yourself over. Forgive you and let God to do the releasing and the healing and the regrouping, and let him do what he needs to do for you. Because God has greater plans and purposes that he has destined in your life. You are meant for this. You are made for this. And God did not make no mistakes when he made you. Do you hear me this morning? I don't know who I'm talking to. God did not make no mistakes when he made you. He knew what he was doing when he made you. You feel like, oh, I don't know. It's just so much that I'm going through. I'm going to keep hitting my head against a brick wall. This is coming against you. But let me tell you something, sweetheart. And sir and king, I'm going to call you king and queens. Let me tell you something. When things start coming that way, this is when I said, Father, here I am. I know there's a blessing around the corner, because there's something coming, because I'm getting hit here. I'm getting hit here. See, the enemy wants to bring that distraction to pull you away from what God really has in front of you. It's imperative to know that once you keep your eyes focused straight ahead and know God's hands is in your plans and know God ain't give up on you and never will let you go, things will begin to fall in place in God's timing with you. Do not beat yourself up. Do not be discouraged. Understand things is going to come. Yes, it is, Father. Yes, it is. Things is going to come. But you better not give up, and you better not lose that hope, because I promise you, once you get through that storm, you're going to see what God has planned, greatness that he has in store for you in your life. this has blessed my soul today, you guys. I am so grateful to be here this morning to even give you the word, because not only that it encouraged you, it encouraged me to continue to keep pressing towards the mark that the Father wants us to keep pressing towards, to know that we still have an assignment. Our spiritual book has not done being written. Thank you, God. See, our spiritual book is not done, but I mean, we still got things that we need to still do. I am so grateful for all you guys that have tuned in. I am so grateful for Apostle Kamisha. I know she's going to get mad at me. I call her Apostle K, y'all.
It's okay. Apostle Kashima, Apostle Douglas. Trust me, I know her feel because of him first again. So don't stress it.
I'm like, I love that, y'all. I love her. And I love, you know, and I also love Apostle Chief Douglas as well for giving me this opportunity, y'all. This has been a blessing. My first time ever speaking on a podcast and able to, you know, share what God wants me to share in the teaching and my, you know, the ministry that he put me in for his people has been a blessing. I am so grateful for you and your ministry.
We have a caller. We have a caller. Good morning, caller. Are you there? Good morning, caller. Are you there?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm sorry. Am I supposed to be muted?
I'm sorry?
My apologies. I meant to mute.
That's okay. Did you want to say anything or are you just listening in?
I'm just listening. I came to support my sister Samaria. Go forth, sis. I'm listening. I got you. Thanks for being here. Doing a little work here, but God bless.
Okay, no problem. Let me let you finish listening. See, the support is real. What people don't understand, it's no I in team. It's not about me. It's not about her. It's not about Chief Apostle. It's all about glorifying God. That support is necessary in this walk.
Yes.
That's what people don't get. You were so on point that God didn't make mistakes. You was not a mistake. You was here for a specific reason. You might not know the full reason right now, but you are here for a specific reason. And then you said things will come. Don't give up. That is a fact. Then remember, the storm is just there to test your faith. But are you preparing and praying and interceding for yourself? Because you have to do a self-check. You know, we got to check ourselves first, because if we're not right, how can we help somebody else? That's not going to lie.
That's true. I said it. We said you have to do a self check every day. There's things that we have to go before God. We good. Make sure we good.
Absolutely.
See, that's what come in to try to push you off and use what you didn't allow God to fix and try to get it out. So that's why God, you know, tell people, have several seats. Allow me to fix you first before you get out there, because the enemy knows as well as I do and will use what you didn't fix that I told you to fix to use it against you. We have to be careful and mindful of when to go before the Father. And to faith our intercession is so important. It's so important. And I say this all the time, and I speak this all the time. I say for my inside. I need my inside to match my outside. I need to make sure that I'm following both steps, because you can't follow one step without following two. You want to make sure that you walk in two steps instead of one, because if the enemy sees that you are off track somewhere, he can use that to get to you, the damage that come into your life. It's imperative to take care of you first and make sure God gets to what you need him to get to, all of you, what's in that heart. What's wrong with what you need to get him to, you know, want him to fix in you? Let him get to the damaged part. Let him fix what you don't want him, you know, you thought you were shielding. Let God take care of it, because you can't move and get to the next level until you release it all to God. Because, see, that's where a lot of people understand. You get stuck because you just say, okay, God, I just want you to just banish this part, and then I can just go with the no. It don't work like that. Either allow him to fix it all, or you just banish that part, that wound going to come back open. because you only banished it. It's important to allow God to fully restore it.
That's good. Well, and what they forget that God is always with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. It's us that leave him.
Yes.
He's not going anywhere. Yes. He's there with an open arm. It's like a parent. Come on, baby, I got you. But it's us that think when we get these titles. You know, I talk about titles all the time. People get arrogant with these titles. Okay, who gave it to you, first off? That's the kid. Who gave it to you? Was it me? Or was it the Lord? Who gave it to you? Good job, honey. Good.
Listen, you already know. You know, Apostle, I talk about that all the time. I said, be careful. There's many people that have the titles wasn't called that. Just because a person.
You know, that's not one of my favorite scriptures. Come on. That's one of my favorite scriptures. Many are called the few chosen. Are you the many or are you the chosen? It's a difference. It's a big difference. Because the many want to be in front row center, but they be scared and going to get you killed and them killed too. But the chosen ones don't stand 10 toes down, ready for war. It's a big difference.
You heard what I said. You'll see when you be on that spiritual warfield who's going to stand in the front line and who's going to run. You'll see then who is running. Because the ones with them titles, they ain't supposed to have them. The ones in the back. Why you up there fighting by yourself? Because they're going to see if you're going to win. Yeah, not scared because we know who you are. See, that's when you sit up there and see who is who and who is not. Many want to have a title but don't understand what comes with the price of having a title.
Come on.
Gotta be careful.
Come on. Well,
gotta be careful.
What do you want to leave today for the women of God to know and encourage them on today even more so, because you've done a wonderful job. What do you would like to leave for them on this morning before you leave?
Well, what I want to leave with everyone is to stay holding on to Father, stay truthful to him, allow him full access to you, be who you are in the inside, on the outside, don't allow no illusion to title you. Understand that you are made in God's image. He didn't make no mistakes with you. He loves you unconditionally and not with conditions. Continue to press forward. Continue to keep pushing on. Know that God loves you. Know that God's hands is in your plans. Stay encouraged. Know that this too and anything that you're going through shall pass in God's timing with you.
Amen. Father, give back what your daughter gave out to your people on this morning. Refresh, give her fresh wind on continuing to do your will. Cover her and her family, cover her and her husband from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, because they are the head of the house. Cover the children.
Yes.
We ask you to continue to bind the enemy up in her life right now, Father God. Continue to connect her with the right people that's going to push her where she needs to be, because she's not just in the city she's in. It's time for her to come out and go out to the highways and byways and compel them to come. That means leaving the city limits and going out to do your will, Father God. Continue to bless us tremendously in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. How can the people contact you, prophetess, if they want a word from you or they just want to connect with you? How can they reach you?
Well, they can get to me on Clubhouse. I do speak on Clubhouse sometimes. My name's, you know, they call me Samaria. I love Samaria. Okay, Samaria Garrett. And also you can get me on my email. It's samariagarrett5@gmail.com. And I will know, just put on there, you know, just make sure y'all put in the letter here. You know, you heard me from here, and I will respond. You know, just give me some time, you know, but I always respond to things. So if you want to hear me speak or anything, I do be on Clubhouse at this time. So you can catch me on Clubhouse, Samaria Garrett. I do have a room called Don't Lose Yourself in the Process, which I have I'm trying to have it every Wednesday, so I have one coming up next Wednesday. So if you want to stay tuned, it'll be 6 p.m. Pacific time if you want to catch that room.
Okay. Amen. Remember, if you want to get in contact with the prophetess, you can text me at 346 619-2529 and tell Pastor, I want to connect with the woman of God that was on. Absolutely, I will connect you. Because, again, I say this all the time. It's not about her nor me. It's about building the kingdom, helping each other. The Bible says you're supposed to love one another. Even though we all go through trials and tribulations, but when you're in position and when God puts you in position, you still have to do your job. I'm leaving you with three keys on today. One, get you a Bible, right? It's King James or NIV. Get you a Bible. Two, find your church home. If you're going online, awesome. If you're going in person, still be safe. You're definitely welcome to join us at the Abba House International with Chief Apostle Donnell Douglas Sr. and myself, Apostle Kashima Douglas, at 6705 Haight Street in Houston, Texas, 77028, 1130 a.m., and we're also on Facebook on Abba House. Three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. Now, this is critical when you surrender your life to Christ. It's not easy. The enemy is going to be mad. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10 and 9. It says, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Yes, they say you have to say the sinner's prayer. That's what they say. But what did the Lord tell you to say? So you can talk to him just like I'm talking to you. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible at the time. You don't have to speak in tongues at the time. Just come to him as you are. And he's listening to you. Don't never think he's not. Remember, we are here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. This is a no judgment zone. I can't judge you because I fail myself. I cannot judge you, but what I will do is encourage and inspire you and keep pushing you because you have a purpose. You might not be a pastor, a minister, a prophetess. You might be one heck of a greeter at the door. Your hugs might make somebody break and open up or just talking to people. Just a conversation can do something that you could never understand. Don't give up, people of God. Keep pushing through. The Lord have something just for you. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. Or if you want to connect with Prophetess Garrett, let me know. You can text me at 346-419-2529 and put, Apostle, I would like to come get in contact with Prophetess Garrett that was on today. Absolutely, I will connect with God. Remember, I still have Blessed All. If you want it, it is absolutely free. Text me and let me know. I will definitely mail it to you if not in Houston, or we can meet up and pray together and I can still give you the all. It's not miracle soap, miracle water, or miracle towel, and it's free. You don't have to pay $9.99 to get something that the Lord made just for you to have. That's, no, we're not doing that over here. But keep your helmet of salvation on, because remember, that's the first thing the enemy goes for. You are loved. You are welcome. You are not alone. You're needed. And you have a place in the body of Christ. Keep pushing through, people of God. Know that God loves you, and so do. Have a blessed and phenomenal day.
Oh, yeah. in spite of color, he still has a plan for me, and it's working for my good, and it's building my testimony.
I know that I changed.
In spite of the storm and rain,
in spite of the storm and rain,
heartache and pain,
I'm still alive, declaring that I made it through.
I didn't lose.
Experience loss,
and a major cost,
but I never lost.
Thank you. set up a company. Oh, yeah.